From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. A former prosecutor and chairman of Missouri's Democratic Party has been sentenced to 2 years and 3 months in federal prison for misusing campaign funds for personal expenses and vacations. Mike Sanders was ordered today to forfeit $40,000. He pleaded guilty earlier this year to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Sanders had been on a trajectory to run for statewide or congressional office before resigning 2 years ago as head of Jackson County government. Business and administrative leaders are honoring Columbia's African American history. KBIA's Mac Whaley has more.
At a ceremony on Tuesday, city leaders unveiled new markers along the African American Heritage Trail. The markers commemorate African American history in the city at Douglas Pool, the original Russell Chapel, and the Annie Fisher House. Vicki Russell played a part in researching for the project. She says that there will be more ceremonies to come within the year.
This unveiling is our fifth marker since we started at Sharp End. We have 12 to 14 more markers in the works. In combination with those markers and ones that already exist that were put in place by other entities, we will have well over 20 markers eventually.
The Sharp End marker was placed in 2015. Mayor Brian Treese and Councilmember Clyde Ruffin were among the speakers at the event. City Manager Mike Mathis was also in attendance, as well as a representative from the Claire McCaskill campaign. Mac Whaley, KBIA News.
The search for Missouri's next top education official has begun. The State Board of Education is accepting applications for the next education commissioner beginning today. The board fired former Commissioner Margie Van Deven last year after former Governor Eric Greitens stacked the board with his appointees, who led her push out. But efforts to replace her were delayed following pushback from state senators, who balked at Van Deven's firing and did not confirm Greitens' appointees. Governor Mike Parson replaced his appointees with people who faced considerably less pushback. The revamped board now is restarting its search for the next elementary and secondary education leader. Parents and advocates for students with disabilities gathered in Columbia last night to hear about individualized education plans, or IEPs. Brooke Fuller with the group called MPACT spoke at the meeting of COMO SEPTA, or Special Education PTA. Michelle Roboto is the president of COMO SEPTA. She says effective IEPs can make a big difference for students.
It's an education plan that just marks out specific goals for that child based on where they are and what they need to improve, things they need for education and for life skills.
Parents who attended the meeting raised concerns about how to go about getting their child an evaluation for an IEP, as well as how to coordinate with local schools to get their children the help they need. The longtime superintendent of Catholic schools for the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield-Cape Girardeau has resigned after two former students alleged she acted inappropriately between 20 and 25 years ago. Leon Witt has been superintendent of the schools for 15 years. He resigned last week. The Springfield News Leader reports the complaints came from one male and one female student while Witt was a teacher and principal at what is now known as St. Joseph Catholic Academy in Springfield. Greene County Prosecutor Dan Patterson met with the woman this month. He said her allegations involved inappropriate comments and physical contact, but didn't constitute criminal conduct. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.